more of the same in the league, a win, a loss and a draw. We've forced a replay with Crawley, which is coming up this week. This is Wise Men Say, Episode 7. I am Robin.
I'm Ben.
And who the hell is that guy? Hello, this is Wise Men Say, Episode 7. Plenty to talk about. Four game reviews for you today, and two features. One on Matt Ritchie and one on Europe Quest.
A couple of episodes ago, we promised you guests. Well, we've got one. We've got a surprise for you. We've got a new guy in the studio with us.
You think we're joking, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
We're not.
Say hello to Ian.
Welcome.
I've listened to a few podcasts, and I don't think anyone thinks you're joking. Which is why I've come in. Obviously, needs a little bit of humour. Obviously, you can't see us, but I am the better looking of the three, which doesn't tell you much.
With quips like that, how can we lose?
Yeah, I mean...
Probably in the last minute.
If anything, Bass, at least now we've got our equal opportunity status that we were looking for.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
He's like that kid who took that penalty.
No, big welcome to Ian. It's wicked to have him on board. And as I say, we're looking forward to the podcast today. Should be a lot of fun.
Hope you enjoy.
What day we get paid?
Holness. Onside is Anthony Elding. Oh, Jones! Gary Jones with a captain's goal for Rochdale. 3-3.
Okay, we're going to review the Rochdale away game now. Saturday, the 20th of November. Another 3-3 draw away from home.
Yes, another high-scoring thriller.
What does that tell us about Swindon?
We concede a lot on the road.
Yeah, we've conceded a fair few.
It basically says we can score against anyone, but we will concede to anyone.
Yeah, it does say that. That's what you were saying earlier, Ian, about the fact that the teams that we should beat, we struggle against, the teams that play football against us, we tend to do okay. Certainly happened last season as well.
I think where we need to get to is a situation where we don't concede as many as we score. And then I think we'll maybe have a few more points.
Do you reckon Danny has those meetings on the Monday? He goes, right, you know what we talked about last week, where we've conceded the same amount as we've scored? Yeah, we want to actually concede less than we've scored.
Oh! Like a business review.
Yeah.
Like some...
With an abacus.
That's quite good. That's proactive
pie
thinking.
Charts and stuff like that.
Big Kev manning the PowerPoint.
Yeah. But maybe that's what he's doing now. Maybe chief PowerPoint administrator. Yeah.
Ask yourself, what can Big Kev do for you?
Apparently, Pratton had a very good game.
Did he?
Yeah, by all accounts. Yeah,
he's come on leaps and bounds already this season.
Quite strong, isn't he? Nice to have a bit of kind of muscle in the middle of the park. He's still, for me, a bit untidy. Like, and I don't just mean his hair.
No, he does have the unruly look of a kind of late 60s hippie.
Yeah.
And he has the problem, but he can't play 90 minutes without getting sent off. Well, a lot of time, which is an issue.
Yeah, which
very very quick out of the traps, Swindon. Michael Timlin.
Yeah, Michael Timlin, yep. Poacher.
Yeah, it was a good finish.
Yeah, well, I mean, they scored two pretty good goals, didn't they? That second one from Brunt was...
Was it Brunt or Grunt?
No, Grant, isn't it? Not Brunt. Brunt plays for...
for West Brom.
Yeah.
Just make it up.
Which would make him ineligible for this game,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Well, they are then. It's a null result, surely. Or, sorry, void result.
Yeah, we need to write to them.
We need to write to someone about it. I was going to say, the penalty as well that we conceded. Rose was beaten quite easily there.
He was beaten very easily, yeah. And I suppose the old LJF was beaten pretty easily for their third as well.
The JFK?
Yeah, it's difficult to, I'd like to be depressed about sort of drawing three all away from home with Rochdale, but, I'm not.
We're always entertainment at the moment. Sort of value for money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's points. You want points for your money, not value.
I don't know.
And a 3-2 up with not long left. When you've got 3 points, you've got to hold on to them. They're hard enough to get. You need to keep them once you've got them.
I kind of like the circus feel about it.
If you go away from home and you score 3 goals, you should win the game, shouldn't you? Simple as that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we scored three at Hewish Park, three away
four
at Rochdale.
Four at Peterborough.
Four at Peterborough, yeah. I mean,
it's like we don't like to win away from home, to be honest.
We just like to score goals. That's all we're about. We don't care if we win or lose.
If you're a home fan and Swindon going to visit, you're going to be in for a good game.
Yeah. In fact, one of the people I deal with at work, he's from Rochdale, and he said, what do I expect from Swindon? And I said, what you'll find is, but we will score, but you will have plenty of opportunity to score yourself. And that was shown again, another 3-3. So many games this season. Nine goals in the Peterborough game, 6 goals in this game, 6 goals at Yeovil.
When you're saying that, it's making me think that it makes it sound like we're this really exciting, dynamic team and loads of stuff happens.
Yeah, but we're like the New York Cosmos.
Yeah.
We've got Beckenbauer turning up for a Zoom, man.
The Harlem Globetrotters of League One. Yeah.
Pass me the ball, fool.
That's just B.A. Bracken.
Yeah, well, Harlem Globetrotters, same thing. Great finish from Charlie.
Charlie could do no wrong.
Yeah.
Although, Ian, a great point by Ian earlier, again, he only ever seems to score once. You know, he'll score every game, but just one goal.
He just gets the
His
one
work's
goal.
Work's done, though, to be fair.
Yeah,
let the team do the rest of it after that.
It's like team player.
Do you think he comes with a guarantee, like an Austin guarantee, an Austin seal of quality? I will score every game, but that's your luck.
The thing is, we're going
to
get
expect me to score twice.
We're going to get a single goal in every game. That's fine if you can rely on his partner to put a goal in as well. And that's
who
the
was
problem.
His partner? Well, no, it was De Sevi, his partner for this game, wasn't it?
Yeah, De Sevi.
Yeah, it was De Sevi.
He did a nice sort of rolling of the defender.
Yeah, that was a good effort, a good save, actually.
Left up to Rose again to... left up to Rose. Rose doing another great free
I wouldn't kick. Like to fight De Sevi.
Wouldn't you?
No, he looks solid.
He's quite keen to fight you. He's
been laying it down quite tough. He put it all over Facebook.
He could probably do it in half time.
He looks like he's made out of gristle.
That's not been proven.
Well, it just he looks so stout. John, I don't mean in a fat way.
John earlier said that, was it Johnny Douglas looks like he's from Belfast in 1972?
He looks like a man who's permanently stuck in the 1970s as the winter of discontent sweeps over Britain.
Maybe that's how we got him. He thought we were fresh from our League Cup win against Arsenal in 69.
There it is, yeah.
You're a team that's going places.
Maybe he's that Life on Mars guy.
A throwback, yeah. I don't know why we're sat here, you know, laughing at Johnny Douglas when he's clearly one of our best players, you know.
Yeah, he was.
Kerrilly came into it in the second half today after the Wednesday game, which we're not going to talk about yet.
I've
digressed.
All right, so in summary then, it's another high-scoring away game. Yes, we've grabbed a point, but is there an air of disappointment?
Well, I think you say we grabbed a point. I think we've actually lost 2 points.
They've grabbed
a point because they've scored right at the death. I think when you go away from home or when you're at home, if you get a lead, you have to hold on to it, especially in the last 5-10 minutes. And so many times this season, we've been in a situation where we've got all 3 points going into the last 10 minutes. Then suddenly you're in injury time. We're hanging on for one of those points.
That's it.
And that's a problem.
We do have a leaky defence away
it's
from home.
It's the psychology, isn't it? They say that psychology is so important in sport. You know, we don't know how to react when we're 1-0 up. We never go 2-0 up. You know, it's
Charlie's work's done.
It's that kind of thing. Yeah, we need a
guy to finish it off.
Yeah, well, you know, something like to ice the cake. Charlie,
a special teamer,
like a finishing move on a fighting game.
Yeah, like Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat, exactly.
Finish him.
What was your favourite finishing move on Mortal Kombat? Mine was definitely the.
Was it Raiden, the ice guy?
Yeah, Raider. Yeah,
Raiden.
I don't know, but no, mine was the guy pulled his face off. Remember that? He was like the ice guy, but he was yellow. What was his name?
Jack the Ripper.
No. Yeah,
he didn't pull their face off.
This is pretty good. All we're doing just naming serial killers.
Yeah,
the Boston Strangler, was it him?
None of which have played for Swindon.
No, well, no. Right. Anyway, that was Rochdale.
That was Rochdale.
2 minutes remaining. Cuthbert to Davis. Now Westcar into Lee Hughes. Lift off for Notts County and Paul Ince. And who better to score the goal than Lee Hughes off the bench onto the score sheet.
We're going to review the away game at Notts County at Meadow Lane, Tuesday the 23rd of November. Not the greatest of games, not the greatest of results.
No, but it does kind of break rank from our normal away performances of high scoring, high octane, end-to-end entertainment.
Yeah, we weren't the Harlem Globetrotters in that particular game.
No. Just need to strike a balance, though.
Yeah.
We've managed to not concede as many goals, but we haven't scored any goals.
Yeah.
Which is a problem.
And the last minute, you know, the last minute conceding a goal, that was still consistent. And Charlie didn't score.
No, he didn't. He didn't keep his
promise. If Charlie doesn't score, we don't get any points. That's pretty much how it works.
Yeah.
I think what teams have realised now, if they do take the lead, the likelihood is we are going to equalise. So what teams have decided to do now is to score in the very last minute.
Don't score
until the very
right
last
now
minute.
You can score.
And then there's no time for us to respond.
There we go, yeah. It's like the rope-a-dope kind of thing.
You know, it's annoying that obviously that it's the result that gave Paul Ince his first win.
Boo.
You both know how I feel about Paul Ince.
Yeah.
Very annoying. You know that when in his time in MK Dons, he famously had written on a piece of paper that was given to one of his players, shoot.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah,
brilliant man.
And I think what made it wrong is it had a syringe attached to it.
Or a gun. Yeah. Take him out. Just take him out. I'm the governor.
You know my missus really fancies Paul Ince.
Really?
Yeah. Well, she does have very low standards. That doesn't surprise
left
me.
Paul Ince is a step up.
She really. He was her favourite back in the day. Yeah, she always talked about.
I can't stand
it. I think she's still. You know, I think if it came down to it, she would leave me.
Really? What, face between...
Not for Paul Ince, just in general.
Oh, right, I was going to say.
Just moving on to the other bloke she's been with behind your back?
Yeah.
Another two blokes.
Yeah. All right.
They're twins, remember?
Bear in mind, though, she does get with Paul Ince. As soon as he finds a girl with a little bit more money, Paul Ince will just leave.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, well, manages. Absolutely, yeah.
He doesn't leave her romantic notes. Well, he does. Just said, shoot.
Shoot.
I mean, that could get pretty sordid. Let's move on. Not the most eventful game.
No.
Another start for De Sabi, of course. Perico being injured.
Yeah.
But no goals.
No, I mean, I'm not... Do you know what? He's obviously a decent footballer, De Sabi, but is he capable of striking up a partnership with Charlie? What
I don't
do we
know
think?
If he's... The problem, I think, might come is that he's very similar to Charlie. I mean, Pericard is everything Charlie's not. I mean, Charlie's good. Pericard. I think, you know, Pericard, he's very, very good at holding the ball up.
His
chest control is brilliant. I think he probably...
Best chest in League One.
It's almost like...
In fact, thinking about it, your missus probably would find him quite attractive as well. Probably similar sort of looks to Paul Ince.
I think... thought you were going to say, thinking about it, your missus probably got the best chest in League One.
Pericard holds the ball up well. He's strong. He can lay it off to people, and you'd expect him to be the perfect foil for Charlie, but it doesn't ever seem to work like that.
Perfect foil, we're back on shooting again.
But I don't know, obviously no goals scored, and no points taken away.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much you can say about a game where you can see the only goal of the game in the last couple of minutes, isn't there? I feel sorry for anyone who went.
It can't keep being bad luck, can it? I've said this before.
No.
You know, people say, oh, we're so unlucky, we conceded in the last few minutes, we would have all 3 points. Oh, we're so unlucky, we conceded. If you keep doing it every single week, then it's not down to
it's
bad luck.
It's not bad luck,
is it? It's a lack of concentration, you're doing something wrong,
you're
settling for a draw. Maybe, you know, sometimes, you know, attack is the best form of defence.
If you sit
back and invite teams on,
yeah,
you know, eventually you're going to pay the price
and
for it.
It's like subconscious almost, isn't it? You almost, even though you're not intentionally settling for the draw, but something clicks.
Well, this is it. You mean, you expect it. I obviously didn't go to the game, and I watched. I was watching Sky Sports Centre, and I was watching the results come through, and it was about the 86th minute. And I said to my brother, "It'll flash up any minute, 1-0 Notts County," which obviously I didn't want it to, and then it did. Lee Hughes, and you expect it with Swindon.
Yeah,
if we haven't got the game closed off in the last 5 minutes, which notoriously we don't, we're either drawing or there's a goal in it, you always expect the other team to score.
Well, I said
it's something we need to sort out. I mean, how many times did it this season? Last minute goal Plymouth?
Yeah.
Last minute Peterborough. Goal Peterborough?
Yeah, last minute again.
That was a real kick in the teeth, the Plymouth one. That really hurt.
Yeah,
that sticks in the memory.
It's almost like as well, we're a team that really doesn't like to go away. We don't travel well at the moment.
No.
Mm.
But the difference being this time is that we didn't score the goals. I mean, we went to Peterborough, scored four, went to Yeovil, scored four, went to Rochdale, scored three at Yeovil.
But I mean, you are right. I did say at the time it was a classic kind of hit and run from Lee Hughes. I think that's about as contentious.
let's not go.
I think that's about as contentious as we're going to get.
Yeah. Ian, you made a point earlier on, before we started recording this, but you said about how if you close your eyes, you can pretend that it's not Notts County we lost to.
Yeah, Ten is a better team. I mean,
like,
I originally said, obviously, West Brom.
I said Juventus.
But, yeah, you think Juventus.
Well, Juventus did model their kit on Notts County.
Yeah.
That's a true fact.
Yeah, that is true, yeah.
That is true.
And you could probably convince yourself, but it was maybe a game which involved Pericard, because he used to play for Juventus.
Did he play for Juventus? I know he was at the club, but did he actually play?
He was on the books.
Just there.
Yeah,
cleaning the canteen.
PowerPoint presentation administrator. As per
manning the phones on the front desk.
Yeah, what's happened to Big Kev? Where is he?
I miss him.
Yeah, I miss him.
The world's not a happy place anymore. About Big
I think
Kev.
The opposition normally miss him.
Yeah.
When he doesn't play.
Yeah. Mm.
I think maybe he's had his time. I mean, he was good last season. Let's not forget that he was part of a very effective right-sided midfield with McGovern. But maybe he's.
He's got a ricket in him though. That's the thing, isn't it? He's got a howler in him.
Yeah, your heart's always in your mouth.
You know it's
going to
come at some point.
So it doesn't sound like there were too many sort of heart-in-mouth moments at Meadow Lane anyways.
They're real high points. I think you can sort of generally tell from our apathy towards this game, it was just a very annoying result all round.
Annoying result, but look at the positives. We're a few minutes away from a clean sheet, which we haven't done for a long time. I think Notts County are a decent team.
Yeah.
Obviously, they went up last year. They're used to winning games.
I just don't want to be the team that gets the points against.
Yeah,
you know?
I know it's no points, and we come away and we're slipping a little bit further down the league all the time. But we haven't. There's not many teams this season that have played us and slaughtered us.
But if you look at the league, it's just weird, because if you look at the bottom of the league and you see all the teams that we've struggled against, you look at the top of the league, and you see all the teams that we beat. You know, But anyway,
overall, not a good day in the office.
Okay. Roll on non-league team. Roll on the non-league team.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that was Notts County.
Here's Torres running at the Swindon defence, and there's the equaliser from Tobbs. Just like that. The piece of inspiration the Crawley Town supporters were hoping for. It's 1-1.
We're going to review the FA Cup tie now away at the Broadfield Stadium, Crawley Town, on Friday, the 26th of November.
A lot of you would have went, and a lot of you would have watched it on ESPN.
ESPN, yeah. Great advertisement for Swindon Town there. We really did ourselves proud and
yes, performed like spotlight.
Warriors. But
we generally play quite well on telly.
Yeah,
with the exception of Millwall, obviously, last season, which we won't talk about.
You know what it is, mate? It's because we're like a celebrity team. We're like a show team.
No, I think what it is probably all of our
Globetrotters.
All of our players want to play for someone else, and the chance to get spotted is to play well when you're on TV. Yeah,
this is my big break.
This is my big chance. Yeah, I don't want to have to go around the magic roundabout to get to training.
It's basically a really dull game with two really, really good strikes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Charlie's was an excellent strike, a proper striker's goal, but was then outclassed.
Tubbs's was a great goal, but
impudent finish.
A draw's not. There's massive, potential to slip up there, wasn't there?
Yeah,
ESPN haven't gone there to see us beat them 5-0.
That's
have
it.
They?
No,
they've gone there because they thought there was a good possibility. Yeah. Crawley have got loads of money. They're flying in their league. We're underperforming at the moment.
Yeah, we were damned if we did, damned if we didn't.
Yeah,
really,
they thought, but maybe there's a chance, but they would roll us over.
Well, I know a lot of people, like on the forums afterwards, particularly the Swindon advert one, were making out it's like we'd lost 9-0 or something.
Yeah.
It's like, well, hang on, it's a difficult game to go away to. It's potential banana skin on the back of two away games as well that we've been to.
Yeah.
Oh, it's annoying that we've got a replay. Yeah, it's annoying that we didn't win it on
money
the
spinner.
But, yeah, well, yeah.
But it is one of those games. It's like, obviously, the FA Cup itself is a great leveller, but it's a Friday night, it's freezing cold, it's a little stadium, the conditions were poor, the facilities would have been poor as well.
Yeah.
All of the support there is going to obviously be for Crawley. It's a massive game for them.
Yeah.
For Swindon, you'd imagine we probably didn't take that much support based on the fact, but
we had about 700 odd.
There wouldn't have been a lot of tickets available based on the size of the stadium.
I think there was 1,500 odd available. I think we only took half that allocation.
That wouldn't surprise me. Plus, it's on telly as well.
Cold. Did you notice as well when watching it on TV that there seemed to be a continuous stream of people just walking round?
Yeah. Mainly kind of Ute. It was mainly Ute, wasn't it?
It was just like, well, we haven't got enough seats for you. Just walk round.
Yeah.
Right,
create some weird hypnotic effect.
Maybe they deliver food to people, like sushi.
Yeah, possibly.
It's a bad stadium when there was barely even enough seats for the actual presenters on ESPN.
that was the best
the call on the pitch.
Absolutely
awful. When they interviewed Steve Evans afterwards and they followed him and he had to walk himself across to the weird ramshackle stadium.
You know the coverage of a game is bad when you're watching it and you think to yourself, I wish this was on Channel 5. That's when you know it's really poor.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's the first game ever, I think, where John Barnes has commentated and still worn gloves.
It's weird as well. Like they were getting really.
He's lost a bit of timber, hasn't he, John Barnes? He looked like he'd ate the previous John Barnes a few months ago. You know when he was doing.
You have to consider though, if you continuously drink 20 cans of Lucozade a day,
yeah, that's it.
He's diabetic as well.
Eventually, it is going to catch up with you.
He's diabetic as well.
You know they were really trying to make a big deal of half time as well, weren't they? About the Crawley manager going to give his team talk to the players. And on ESPN, they were going, oh yeah, he's not happy. He said he's going to lay into them at half time.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we can bring you this live update kind of thing. That's very ESPN though, isn't it? That's very kind of. That's, they like to create the impression that there's
a lot more going
a team
on
of experts.
Obviously, anyone who went to the game or maybe anyone who didn't record it and watch it back. They did actually say before the game that Crawley had made an offer for Charlie Austin in the summer.
You said about this earlier. I think that's absolutely ludicrous.
Well, it's at the end of the day, I think it's massively disrespectful, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, why would Charlie want to leave Swindon to go to a team that aren't even in the league? But then I guess they've got a load of money, and I guess money.
Yeah, but they haven't got a Long's Bar, have they?
No, exactly right. Or a Mr. Cod.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Or any other good food restaurant.
Yeah.
We don't.
Wise men say not endorsed by Mr. Cod.
Unless they want to start some money our way.
Yeah, we'll take backhanders, don't worry about that.
Yeah. Said earlier on,
we would change this to the Codcast for the right money.
Oh, hello. Hello.
That's an offer.
The Codcast.
Yeah, that's got a certain ring to it.
That's just very good. Wise men say a Swindon Town Codcast.
Why not listen to the Codcast? Feel free to chip in with some comments.
Yes, yeah, that's it.
It's very good. It's annoying that there's a replay, and I say annoying because it's next Tuesday, so Tuesday, the I would say 7th or the 9th of December or something like that. But obviously it's going to be full price.
Full whack, yeah, that's not fair.
Yeah.
Is it the 9th, is it?
Well, whatever Tuesday.
If it's Tuesday, it is Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay, because Thursday's the 9th, that's my sister's birthday, so I wouldn't be able to go.
To be honest, mate, they wouldn't arrange a game on your sister's birthday.
No,
I mean, that would be crazy. I mean, that would be
disrespectful.
You should just have one of her hissy diva fits.
To be fair, though, kids allowed, it's quite difficult to book, so it's going to be good fun for her.
It's £20 for that game, just to put that in context. I only paid £13.50 for 3 month subscription for ESPN.
Right.
Yeah. So you literally could have ESPN for 5 months for the cost of admittance to one game against what is a non-league club.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
It's full access
to John Barnes.
Full access to John
Barnes. That sounds
that's
really
horrible.
I hope there isn't a DVD called that.
Full access.
Do you know what, actually?
Access all areas, John Barnes.
when I was at university, I lived with this lad who was a massive Liverpool fan. He had a genuine video that was, who is the greatest player in the world? Pele, Maradona, George Best, or John Barnes? Yeah. A genuine video that existed.
I mean, someone there has not turned up. Someone hasn't turned up at the last minute, have they? Johan Cruyff's like, I can't do it.
It was off the back of that goal he scored against Brazil, so it's obviously the media thought, oh, we can jump all over this and somehow position him as one of the greats.
Yeah, I can't.
It was quite a good video, actually. But incidentally, Pele won it.
Pele won it. Yeah. John Barnes second, was he?
Close second.
Yeah. That's how we got his Lucas deal after that. Just snowballed for him. So, in summary, annoying that we've got a replay, but I think we're going to do it in the rematch.
And then Derby County.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good draw.
Yeah. Which should.
Do you think it's a good draw?
I think it's all right.
A lot of people say to me it's a good draw, but
yeah,
I'm not
sure, right.
Because I'll tell you why I don't think it's a good draw. I think Derby is a good enough team to beat us, but not a good enough team to draw massive crowds in.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
I don't. Yeah. It's almost like.
I mean, you always.
I don't know if we raise our game enough for it.
I think whenever you get a cup draw, you're either hoping for a really decent Premiership team. So I'm talking maybe top five, top six, or a team which you think you can easily beat.
Yeah.
Derby, unfortunately, is neither of those.
But it's going to be a nice competitive match.
Yeah,
and it's going to be hilarious. Just
to your point,
if we can
have two teams playing football in the magic of the FA Cup, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
And we've said it before as well. Derby do play football, and we tend to play better against the teams who do get the ball on the floor and try and play football against us.
But less
we're similar in a way to Arsenal, aren't we? In fact,
we are very much like Arsenal.
We both wear red.
No stadiums. Yeah, we're very similar.
In the fact, but Arsenal are very good against teams that play football, and not so good against teams that want to rough it up. You know,
that's weird because we got Pratton. Pratton's quite, you know, solid. Maybe we need a few more. Who knows?
I must say, the mention of Derby's got me quite excited about the next round.
Well, we got to beat Crawley first, man.
Well, no, it's one in my mind already.
All right, fair enough.
It is a Derby game.
Anyway, that was Crawley.
We've always done well against the bigger teams, the better teams. I have to say, Sheffield Wednesday got a good side there, by the way. You know, so to get a victory against them as we did was no mean feat. But we had to start our run somewhere, and there's no better place to get in at home against a team of the calibre of Sheffield Wednesday.
We're going to review the Sheffield Wednesday game at home today. We've just got back from it, actually, so December the 4th at the County Ground, in your face Wednesday.
Hey, we won.
Yeah, 2-1.
Yes.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. That's two solid performances at home. On the spin now.
Yeah, and three desperately needed points
as well.
Because if we'd lost today...
Table would have been looking...
Yeah, definitely.
Especially because we were the only team that played.
Which is great, we have gained 3 points on obviously everyone.
And game in hand as well. Let's start off with, I'd like to say, well done to the ground staff for actually getting the game on.
Yeah, fair play.
Yeah, the pitch didn't reflect the weather we've had over the last, you know, 3 or 4 days.
No, it looked good. Obviously, they were asking for people to help put the covers back on at the end of the game. I was half tempted to do it, just so I could have a quick run around on the pitch. But then I thought, it's probably not the time or place.
You're not in the condition to run anywhere.
Nah.
And you may have got owned by the kids that were playing at half-time.
Those kids were awesome at half-time.
They were pretty good. The under-8s were pretty good, weren't they?
They were awesome. Sign them up.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the game in hand.
Yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to talk about under-8s
anymore.
I'm sure it's...
I've been CRB checked.
Have you?
I didn't pass it.
Yeah.
I've been CRB checked.
Great. I mean, I thought it wasn't a spectacular performance, but it was a very, very good victory.
They came out the better team, to be fair. I thought they started off quite brightly.
Yeah.
And then we didn't really have many chances until our goal, which was a lovely worked goal.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, it was a fantastic pass, and Charlie did it full justice, didn't he?
No, that was a great finish.
Yeah, great finish. Outside
I don't
the
think anyone else in the team would have finished that.
No.
I think that fell to the right
Pericard?
Person.
Yeah.
Pericard wouldn't have got there, would he? He would have been offside and he would have handballed it.
Big
fallen over.
Yeah.
Can I just set my stall out and say that I thought Pericard had an excellent first half.
I thought he had an excellent first
half.
Yeah,
he did play. He did play well first half.
His legs completely went in the second. He should have been substituted at least 10 minutes before he actually was.
It was a different game second half, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The first half we pumped it up to Pericard a lot. Yeah. And he obviously had to hold it up, which we all know he does really well.
He used his brilliant chest.
But the second half, where I think we started to dominate, is we played the ball through midfield.
Mm. Yeah.
And Perricard, strangely, is a much better player to give the ball to his chest than he is to give it to him to his feet.
Yeah.
It's almost like he's not a footballer with his feet. It's more about the chest play.
Yeah, so. he seems to operate better when he's actually got a defender on him.
He was.
And he brings other people into the game. But when you actually want him to do something himself.
He does take quite a few knocks in the back.
Yeah.
You notice he does get kicked about quite a bit.
Especially in the first half. Mm. I thought there was a number of occasions he should have had a free kick.
Yeah. And he never seems to get the rub of the
green.
But
that's the big man thing. The same happens with Peter Crouch.
Crouchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gets fouled a lot and referees don't give it.
I actually, I missed their equaliser. When I say missed, I saw the build-up. I saw their man sort of ghost into the area with the ball. I saw him go past Smith, and then Smith, I thought he brought him down, and I turned...
I think everyone thought the referee gave a pen.
I don't feel bad about missing it. I mean, our whole back four missed it as well.
Yeah, so he's waltzed through there.
Yeah.
It's quite a strange thing because from where I was watching, I was pretty much right in front of the dugout, and they still wanted Smith to be sent off for the foul, even though they had scored.
I couldn't understand.
And I couldn't understand that because they hadn't been robbed of a goal scoring opportunity because they scored. But obviously, for us, with hindsight, obviously, it was better off for them to have the goal and us to keep the keeper on.
Yeah, well...
Because he would have had to have gone if it was a penalty.
Yeah, he would have definitely.
It was pretty good to see Wilson try and lay it down with their assistant manager.
Yeah, all kicked off.
I'm behind you, Danny. You could have had him.
Face to face.
Could have had him easy.
Has he got rid of it? I'm assuming Wilson's got rid of his tash now.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, okay.
That was a beautiful thing, wasn't it?
Danny Wilson, Grant Holt. Did anyone else in the footballing sphere grow a tash for Movember? I think that's...
Not that I'm aware of. No. Not that I'm aware of. Yeah, so like I said, I obviously thought it was a pen to start off with, and I'm glad he didn't give a pen because he would have been sent off.
I thought he had given a pen at the time.
Yeah, I think most of the ground thought he'd given a pen.
And at the time, I thought maybe a penalty's better because I mean, they might miss it, and obviously Smith did well on penalties when we played Charlton in the final. I thought his chance he might stay. Then, like I say, he would have to have gone though, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And then we would have been down to 10 men for the whole game, and statistically, they're probably more likely to score than miss, aren't they? So. Yeah. I guess it worked out for the best, really.
Alan Irvine's not happy. He reckons his side were the better side. I don't agree with that.
The first 15 minutes of the second half, leading up to our goal, the winner.
They looked like they had quality, don't get me wrong.
They did look like, but we were all over them for that period. I'll say all over them.
Second half.
We really were knocking on the door. Yeah. And I think, as I said to you and John...
It was just missing the final ball, wasn't it? The box was loaded.
And it was almost like the goal that we did score from McGovern was the worst cross of the lot.
Yeah, the worst cross. Yeah, that's a fair point. But, you know, fair play. It's nice to see McGovern getting on the score sheet.
I couldn't see us scoring from a header in the game because they did have quite a big team.
They are a physical team.
I mean, even when you have a lot of traditional back fours, you normally find that the two central defenders are quite big, and then you've normally got two small, nippy fullbacks who are...
But
both of their fullbacks must have been 6 foot plus as well.
They had a bit of pace in the side, they had a bit of quality in the side, and they were certainly big as well. But I thought we competed very well, and I thought we deserved to win the game. Obviously, I'm going to think that because I'm a Swindon fan. But as you say, that period in the second half, we haven't really played football like that this season. We were knocking on the door, pressing.
It's easier to play football against a team that play football against you, and they wanted to keep on the floor as well.
Yeah.
And I think second half, we bossed him in midfield. Pratton, who doesn't normally impress me, I thought he played quite well today.
Yeah, he's
and I thought Douglas was excellent.
Douglas, particularly second half. Caddis, I thought, stood out. He supported the attack very well and looked quite comfortable with the ball at his feet.
Great game today.
Morrison didn't lose anything in the air.
No, Morrison and Cuthbert, great. So what we're basically saying is everyone played quite well.
Perricard
tailed off.
He should have been taken off 10 minutes before he was, though. And then he wouldn't have been guilty of that glaring error where he should have just played Charlie through.
Can I just say, I think that Perricard had an excellent first half.
Yeah, he really did.
Until the point where he got knackered, he was clearly doing really well.
Mm.
Now, I'm not the greatest supporter of Perricard. I'm not a big fan of that type of player. But there are people who are just on his back the whole time. And it's kind
and that
of
makes
like,
it difficult for him to run.
It's normally two defenders. The referee doesn't see it.
But there's people like, if Charlie misplaces a pass, we kind of let it go because it's Charlie. And if Perricard does it, then it's, you're rubbish.
The problem is, I'll tell you the reason for that then, that what you have to remember is, if Charlie isn't there to make little balls off, Charlie is there to score the goals, and he does that every single week. Now, Perricard stops holding the ball up and stops making passes, whatever element side eye to his game.
He's very easy to be a fool guy because he doesn't score, and it doesn't always look like he's putting in effort. Charlie chases down lost causes.
I think Perricard's a good player, and there's been times this season where he's been excellent.
I rate him too.
I think you're right in what you were saying. De Sevi looked lively when he came on. He gave him something else to worry about. They had a big back line, so you're not going to get the benefit of Perricard, but you get out smaller teams. I just think to have someone who was quick.
I just think they should have made the change 10 minutes
earlier.
I thought they were going to change just before we scored.
He looked knackered.
We had ready to come on. Yeah. And I just assumed he was going to swap him direct with Perricard. And when he took Richie off, I was quite I was quite surprised, unless he changed that when we scored.
Yeah.
Ball was unlucky not to score at the end. Kind of hit it at the keeper's face, didn't he?
Yeah. A good little run as well.
Actually. Yeah, it was. He was, but then he was another one guilty of. There's a chance near the end where he could have played someone through. I think it was Austin he could have played through if he'd released it a bit earlier. And he's just done a really pathetic sort of.
It's the same. It's a shame they scored so quickly after Charlie's goal, really, isn't it? Because there wasn't enough time to bask in it. Because it was a really good goal. It's one of those goals. I think when we see the replay and when we start, you know, when we look at it when it's available on STSC Player or BBC or whatever, we're going to be like bloody hell.
The thing is, really Charlie has got to a stage where he's so good. When he does score, your celebrations are a little bit downbeat because you know, but it's a goal for Swindon, but it's another goal closer to
puts him in the pocket of time. Or
you know, you keep scoring every single week. We're not going to keep hold of him.
He can't stop scoring. No, it's not possible.
It's not got a problem.
He's got a goal scoring addiction.
Yeah,
I did like his little smile to people once he'd scored. Any kind of the little hand salute after the celebration. Because you can see, like, when people are singing his name, it does mean a lot to him.
Yeah, and he wants Swindon to win. I think in the second half, when we'd gone 2-1 up, he came back into his own half and made a sliding tackle to put the ball out.
Yeah, he was back quite a bit in the second half.
I mean, you don't rely on your strikers to do that.
I think it's more relief than joy with the 3 points, really. I'm happy that we won, obviously, that goes without saying. But I think I'm not over the moon because I'm more relieved than happy. Do you know what I mean?
It's a good 3 points because but not a lot of teams will beat Wednesday this season.
No.
Wednesday will be there or thereabouts at the end of the season, especially now if they've got these new owners and they've got a little bit of investment.
I saw them play last season at the City Ground and they didn't look as strong then as they did today. And obviously, I know they've come down a league, but I think they're going to be there or thereabouts, aren't they? So.
Yeah, and hopefully we can be there or thereabouts with them.
Yeah, well, I mean,
we can give any. And I've said this in previous podcasts, we can give anyone a game. I honestly believe we can go anywhere and score.
Yeah.
It's just being learning to be able to go anywhere and keep a clean sheet, and that's the one thing we can't do. That's one thing we can't do at the moment.
We are football in microcosm, aren't we, Swindon Town? We can give anyone a game, you know, it's 11 versus 11, various other football girl cliches. But
and it might be good now, but Lucas looks like, I don't know how bad Smith's injury is. But it's quite a good situation. We've got two keepers who I don't think there's very much between
them. Not much between them, no.
And they're each coming in knowing, but this is my chance. I've got to put in a good performance.
Lucas did well when he came on.
He took a few difficult balls in the air. He made a couple of decent stops. The one problem with our keepers just seems to be the communication with our defenders.
That's it. They're not
so many
not
times
vocal
there's
enough.
A ball but can run straight through to the defender.
And that's the leadership thing, isn't it? You know, that's what Greer did. I know he wasn't a keeper, obviously, but he organised. And someone's got to organise. Mm. And no one is. And that's probably the key reason why we conceded so many this season. But great result.
That was Wednesday.
Well, it was Saturday actually.
Yeah, well done. Right, we're on to the prediction section now, so we're going to have to do a bit of sort of working in.
Catching you up, man.
Yeah, you are catching me up. We got the scores wrong last week as well. I said it was 9-5. I said it was 8-5, but I should have given myself an extra point for actually getting the result right.
Yeah, you said Swindon would win 1-0, I said they'd win 2-1.
Yeah, so you got spot on, but I still got the result right, or, you know, so it's
9-5, except it isn't, because it's 9-6. Because I got today right.
Exactly, you did.
Yeah.
You got the result right.
I got the result right. I said we'd win 2-0 in my usual gung-ho.
Yeah, and I said 1-0. And I thought you were being silly as well, saying we're going to win.
We're going to win.
I love that song.
Yeah. So I got it from the beginning today. I was there early.
Yeah, fantastic. We're going to incorporate Ian into this as well. Now, there was a bit of debate just now about how many points he starts on. I wanted him to start on 0.
But Ian kicked off. Like proper.
Like a big girl. I'm not happy with that. Yeah. And then Robin sort of agreed to let him go in on a 6.
I being the diplomat I am, I said, well, look, you know, you're winning, Ben. It's 9-6 to you. Why doesn't Ian come in on my level? You know,
I think we're on your level.
I think we're on the same salary contract for the Codcast at the moment as well. So
am I the highest earner?
You are, yeah. You're like the haddock, and we're mere place.
Yeah.
The thing is, I mean, given the football knowledge, it's just not realistic for you to have 9 points more than me. Because anyone who listens will know, but you clearly don't have the same level of football knowledge as me. So for you to have 9 points more, takes away from the realism, to be honest.
Ian,
I think Ben has a different approach to you, Ian. That's all I'll say. So it's not. It's not.
Never mess with a guy with a microphone, Ian. I will turn you down.
It's very true.
Okay. So predicting ahead. The games we've got coming up, Crawley and the FA Cup.
I think you have to predict ahead. If we predict backwards, most people, I mean, you still might not, but most people will get the results right.
I'm not sure I like this back chat. Yeah,
well, I'm sorry.
It's all
I'm
fun
sorry.
And games. It's all banter.
Sometimes I forget. Sometimes I forget I'm the new boy.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you've just come. You know, don't peak too soon. Don't peak too soon. Is what I'm saying. That's from the heart.
So predicting ahead into the future. which is what we do in this section.
Yeah. Tuesday, the 7th of December. Replay against Crawley.
Crawley. Full price. Very annoying.
Yeah, full price. Boo. Saturday, 11th of December. We're away at Oldham. Saturday, the 18th. We're at home to Tranmere.
But that's when we'll aim to record the next podcast.
Yeah, so we're going
to
predict three games.
Okay, so the Crawley match. Ian, you're the new boy. We'll let you go first.
Yeah, let me go first.
Standard rules are that no one's allowed to predict the same score.
Right.
So, you said earlier on.
I'll predict the correct score, which is Swindon 3, Crawley 1. Crawley's goal scored in the last minute.
So okay. We're going to go 3-0
that. I think we'll go 3-0 that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Robin, you can go next.
I think it's going to be a bit tighter than that. So I'll go for a 1-0.
Oh, that's what I wanted to go for.
Sorry, dude.
That's right. I'll go for 2-0 then.
Okay.
So win for Swindon then.
Yeah, we always generally say that Swindon are going to win.
We're going to win.
Yeah. Okay.
It's important to not overdo that song.
Exactly. Oldham, you go first, Bass.
Okay, away at Oldham.
Yep.
They're going quite well, aren't they? But that doesn't seem to bother us. We like it like that. Owls. Sorry, I haven't got Tourette's. They've got an owl, haven't they? And so have Sheffield Wednesday, so there's an owl theme going on.
Yes.
Playing two owly teams in a row. Anyway, I think we're going to...
Does an owl beat a robin, though?
Because we have a robin. Fight, it probably would.
We have a robin on our quest.
Owls are bigger than robins.
Yeah, owls are birds of prey.
Yeah, but robin is notoriously a Christmas bird, and we are in the Christmas season.
I like what you're saying.
Owls can turn their heads 360 degrees.
That's not
true. It's a dangerous tactic to use the size of birds to determine what the result will be.
I think it's a brilliant one.
Having seen you in nightclubs, I would say that you do that quite a lot.
I've never had a problem with birds.
Okay, Robin. Come on.
Anyway, yeah, we're gonna draw. We're gonna draw. Draw.
Draw.
1-1.
1-1. Okay, Ian, you can go second this one.
Yeah, I think I'm a bit confused by all Robin's bird talk. But I think it will be a draw. I think they'll score two. So in order for it to be a draw, we'll have to score two. 2-2.
2-2.
Oh, clever.
Oh, man. Hang on. Oh, I'm going to go... Oh, this could be interesting. I'm going to say we're going to stick to traditional away form. 3-all.
Oh, nice. Three so 1-1, 2-2, 3-3.
Yeah, and I get to go first this time. Tranmere at home. I'm going to go straight in and say it's a 2-1.
To Swindon.
Yep.
Ian?
We have so many false dawns, we get a few wins and then we don't carry it on, so we're quite negative and
perpetual
say
we're going to draw
this game. We're going to go 1-0 up and then concede a last minute equaliser.
So 1-1.
1-1.
Yeah, I like that prediction, I got to say. And they are one of those teams, aren't they?
Yeah.
The old should comes into play. Oh, we should be beating them. But this time we are going to beat them.
Score?
You didn't say 2-1, did you?
I have said 2-1.
Damn you.
Yep.
2-0.
Ooh.
Loving it.
Check out the brain and bread.
Yeah.
Okay, so predictions there. Overall score at the moment, I'm on 9 points. Robin's on 6 points. Ian's on 6 points, which he doesn't deserve.
Yeah, can Ian's 6 have an asterisk?
Yep, 6.
And then we'll reference
I think an important thing for a podcast is to write an asterisk down, because no one can see it.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's only
if anyone wants to get the actual script that we've got for this, just write to wisemensay@live.co.uk.
Or you can pick it up from your local Mr. Cod.
Yeah, it will be attached to the menu.
Yes, it will. Anyway, that's predictions.
That is our predictions. Time for a feature now. Today's feature is sponsored by Mr. Cod. You may remember a few podcasts ago we alluded
tasting chips.
We alluded to EuropeQuest, a board game made by Scott Parker. Ian, our fantastic new signing, has solved it. Has completed EuropeQuest. So
I must say I'm tremendously excited by this.
Can I just point out as well, you say new signing, it's not a permanent deal.
No.
It's only a loan deal, so if there's any better podcasts, any championship podcasts come in.
Codcasts, move up to
or,
McDonald's.
Yeah, or Codcasts. Like,
yeah,
I will
McDonald's,
be gone.
Burger King, you know.
Yeah, all the big
like
players.
Anything like that. I'll
Nando's?
Be
well, that's just chicken. not as good. Anyway, so Ian, Codcast away.
Yeah, do it.
Right, okay, so basically, just make sure I understood the task correctly.
Yeah.
I now have to, on my very first podcast, explain to people why Swindon are better than Inter Milan.
Yeah, that's
yes,
it.
That's it.
Right.
You said you could perform miracles.
Because most people
man.
On job interviews, they have to like sell someone a biro or something, which is possible.
Nope.
I have to explain why Swindon in League One are better than Inter Milan. The Italian League Cup and European winners.
So are you saying you're not capable of doing
that? Oh, no, I'm capable of doing that. I just I wanted the challenge. And
here we go.
This is quite easy.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, right. I thought that probably the easiest way in which to do this would just be to take sort of a Milton Keynes route see if we could pay a huge amount of money, take over into Milan and just call ourselves Swindon Milan, continue as if nothing's happened and call ourselves European champions.
That works.
But then I found out that can't happen twice. Apparently that can only happen for Milton Keynes. So here's the best way to explain it. Rubin Kazan, are any of you aware of those?
I heard they beat Barcelona a couple of years ago, didn't they?
Well, but this is...
hang on. Rubin Kazan, who Robin said sounded like a magician.
It does sound like a magician.
Yeah, well, they're
I am Rubin Kazan!
They are capable of magic, because in the Champions League, they drew with Inter Milan.
Okay.
Okay, so obviously most people listening to this will know about football. If you draw with a team, that means that for that given 90 minutes, you are equal.
Yeah, on a par.
Okay,
on a
par. Yeah, okay,
so don't look at me like that. It doesn't make sense.
No, it's a look
at that. So Rubin Kazan and Inter Milan are equal. So then I started looking at which sort of teams have Rubin Kazan played since.
Yep.
Okay. Rubin Kazan! Do that every now and then.
I'm an American.
Is he going to be here every week?
Yeah, he is, mate.
Because I can still take that job.
To be honest, mate, that's why I invited you along, because we can try and wean him out.
Oh, I see.
He's been managed out of the process.
Right, so Rubin Kazan then went on to play Wolfsburg.
Yep. Hang on, Steve McLaren's at Wolfsburg, isn't he?
Can we just move on before he starts doing wolf impressions?
All right.
They played Wolfsburg.
Wolf from Gladiators.
For anyone who knows nothing about European football, I can take it back to a domestic level then. Wolfsburg, so therefore, to keep it on track where we are, Inter Milan drew with Rubin Kazan, so they are both equal.
Yep.
Rubin Kazan then lost to Wolfsburg. Yep. So by default, Wolfsburg are better than Rubin Kazan,
and
therefore better than Inter Milan.
Yep. Who beat Wolfsburg?
Fulham.
Yes!
Okay, Fulham beat Wolfsburg.
Hello. Well, there's two ways you can go here, because you could say, "Oh no, we lost."
No,
Fulham,
we lost to Fulham.
No, okay.
Yeah, right. Right. I did look at going that way, but we narrowly lost. We lost.
That was
1-0.
On my birthday.
Yeah. Oh, did it ruin your birthday?
It did ruin my birthday, mate.
Doesn't matter about the result, does it? Or the FA Cup? It ruined your birthday. Yeah. They then played Man United, who have ruined loads of people's birthdays.
Yeah.
And Man United beat Fulham.
Yeah.
So to keep it quick. Man United better than Fulham, who are better than Wolfsburg, who are better than Wolfsburg, who are equal with Inter Milan. So. There we go.
Yeah.
Man United then played Leeds in the FA Cup.
See where this is going.
They lost to Leeds.
Oh, they did, didn't they?
Leeds beat them. Yeah.
Who beat Leeds?
We beat Leeds twice.
Oh, so that means
home
we're twice
and away.
Better.
Home and away.
So by default,
3-0, 3-0. 6-0 aggregate.
We're better than Inter Milan.
By
6 goals.
Yeah, 6 goals better than Inter.
Can I just...
And 3 of those goals, if you're talking about European football, 3 of those goals would have been away. So technically, if the scores had been tight, they would have counted double.
Yeah.
So about 9-0, we said.
Well, 9-0, but 9 goals better than Inter Milan.
No, I think 9-0 is unrealistic.
Yeah,
so I think we just take 6-0.
Yeah, we don't.
I think the whole of Europe request is unrealistic.
Degree of realism about it.
Okay, fair enough. Well,
and
well
another reason, other than the results, I just looked at Paul Ince as an example.
Yeah,
he played 57 games for Inter Milan.
Did he?
Yep.
He was only good enough to play 3 times for us.
Yeah, to be fair.
Tells its own story.
So simple.
I think that's damning evidence that Swindon are better than Inter Milan. Or sorry, equals.
No, 9 goals better than Inter Milan.
All right, 9 goals better than Inter Milan. All right. I concede that. Well done, Ian.
Fantastic. I mean,
it's very good. We'll be in touch to see whether you've got the job.
Okay.
He's come in and he's revolutionised the Codcast.
Get in quickly, because my name's been banded around Colchester.
Is it?
As possible for their Codcast.
Is that for the same sort of reasons? Or?
Well, it's better money.
Something else.
Better surroundings. The other two people are better looking.
Colchester, oh, really?
Sakes. And with the Colchester one, the other two people I'll be working with both straight.
He's got me on the back foot there. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
No, to be honest, I don't like his banner. He's off. He's
off.
I've
got you and you haven't got me.
Yeah. Anyway, well done, Ian.
Time for a feature now. We're going to talk about Richie's. You may remember on the last podcast that Ben started talking about how he didn't like Guy Ritchie. I pointed out that he was better than Shane Ritchie. Ben then retorted, he's not as good as Matt Ritchie. So that got me thinking about, well, where does Matt Ritchie fit in the overall scheme of things with regards to Ritchie? So I just cooked up a top 10 Ritchie's list, which I'll now take you through in reverse order. This is just speculative, by the way. It's just my opinion. You may or may not agree with it.
Nice disclaimer.
Yeah, you've got to do disclaimers, sponsored by Mr. Cod. So, number 10, Shane Ritchie. I'm not a fan.
Maybe it could be a fish claimer.
Hello.
Disclaimer.
I'm still here.
That's why we got him in. That's why we rescued him from the old people's home.
At number 10, anyway, Shane Ritchie. Not a massive fan of Shane Ritchie. At number 9, Richie Rich, as played by...
I think he's brilliant, Richie Rich. I love him.
I'm not a massive... I mean, Macaulay Culkin for me... very close to Michael Jackson, wasn't he?
Move on.
At number 8, Richie Burnett, a darts player who never quite cut it in the PDC.
I don't know who he is, but you two do.
he's a Welsh darts player.
A Welsh dartist.
With a moustache and a scar beneath his eye.
I don't think he's got the moustache anymore.
No. He's pretty sure. He's still got the scar.
Still got the scar.
He kept the scar.
He kept the scar. He felt like
the moustache.
The better idea would have been to grow the moustache over the scar.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
I'm not sure.
Anyway, he's number
one. He would have been number one if he'd done that, though, wouldn't he?
Now, number seven is a little bit contentious. I've gone for Guy Ritchie.
Right, okay. I'll set my stall out here. I really dislike Guy Ritchie.
I think he's made a couple of decent films in Lock, Stock and Snatch.
I think anyone who can make a film called Snatch and still make it available for 15-year-olds
deserves some
form of credit.
Okay, but go back and watch those films again, because they don't stand the test of time, and you'll just get annoyed with the mockney sort of talking all the way through, and the stupid name.
I don't think I will. Do you think you will, Ian?
Not sure. Okay, well, I'm alone on that one. I'm alone on that one.
All right, anyway, so number seven was Guy Ritchie. Number six is Ritchie from Bottom.
Richard. I love that guy.
Very good.
Yeah. Number five, I've gone for Matt Ritchie. So what I'm trying to...
He scored quite highly there.
Yeah. Well, I reckon he's better than all the Ritchies I've previously mentioned. However, there are four that top him.
Okay. All right.
Number four, Richie Sambora, lead guitarist from Bon Jovi. Now, Bon Jovi aren't really my cup of tea, but
Bon Jovi?
Yes, he's lead guitarist from Bon Jovi. Not really my cup of tea, but you know, you gotta love a bit of cock
rock. It's a great name as well. It's definitely cock rock.
It's pure cock rock, and I think any red-blooded male. Can't deny the cock rock.
Best Bon Jovi song? Blaze of Glory.
No, I wouldn't say so.
Come on, man.
I don't know.
Young Guns, Blaze of Glory.
It's a good tune.
Going down on a blaze of glory.
It's a good tune. It's a good tune. But we'll... hello.
Oh, no. It's Guy Ritchie. He's furious.
So Richie Sambora is number four. Number three is Lionel Richie. Again, from the...
From the Commodores.
From the Commodores, yes. And number two, Richie Beno. Australian leg spinner.
I don't know. See, I'm not familiar with other sports.
Right, okay. Well, Richie Beno was a Channel 4 cricket coverage legend.
Yep.
And number one, Richie Cunningham.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, I think everyone kind of... You know, he was a bit gawky, a little bit ginger, but he always had a good-looking bird on his arm and was mates with the Fonz. I mean, what more do you want?
And he was very clean-cut as well.
I think it's important to mention on this, all that Matt Ritchie needs to do is score 20 goals this season, though.
And he'll be number one.
He'll immediately be elevated to number one.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, we sign Ritchie from Bottom and he scores more goals than him. Yeah. And, of course, obviously, he would have to be up near the top.
Or Lionel Ritchie releases a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to
happen. Well, Lionel Ritchie shaves his moustache. Ritchie Burnett grows his moustache back again. And Shane Ritchie gives Ritchie Rich a scar.
Yeah.
It's all feasible in the world of football.
It's tough being a Richie.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, that was my Richie feature.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, don't be bitchy about Richie.
Like it.
And that was Wise Men Say, Episode 7, The Day It All Changed. We got sponsorship from Mr. Cod,
yep.
Various other food outlets, and Ian came on board. And
we've got a stowaway, as it were.
A stowaway who loves the sound of his own voice.
Yes. Have you had fun, Ian?
I've enjoyed it immensely, yeah. I'm used to working with professionals, so it's been quite a refreshing change.
Yeah.
You feel like you've come down a level. It's like community service. That's
I feel like I've been relegated.
Have you?
Honest, yeah.
Now you know how... I'm trying to think of someone who's famously got relegated, feels.
Swindon.
Yeah. Now I know
pretty
how
famous for relegations.
Swindon, with all their relegations, feel.
Anyway,
but the three of us together, I feel we can get promoted again, so...
I think we can. We're like the Three Amigos, the Three Musketeers, or the Three Wise Men.
Yes.
Works.
Wise Men
which is festive.
Like
I'll tell you what, I'm just seamless sometimes.
Yeah, we are.
Absolutely seamless.
I don't know where this stuff comes from sometimes.
I'm seamless like a cod fillet from Mr. Cod, lightly battered and prepared for your enjoyment any night of the week.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Delivery of in 3 miles.
Yes. Our next podcast will be available on Sunday, the 19th of December, and that's going to be called Episode 8, unsurprisingly.
It is, yeah. So the games that will be covered in that one will be Crawley FA Cup at home,
yep.
The Oldham game away, and the Tranmere game at home.
And, before we go, just want to remind you that you can email us. We have an email address. That's why you can do it. The email address is wisemensay@live.co.uk. We also have a website, which is wisemensaystfc.blogspot.com. We're also on Facebook, Wise Men Say, and we're on Twitter as well, Wise Men Say STFC. We've been getting into our tweets.
We have. I quite enjoy it. Come and join us in the modern age. Embrace the technology.
Embrace the technology, man.
Together we could all go to space.
It's all one-way traffic. It's all one-way traffic.
What, you mean people aren't replying to us?
No, well, kind of, but just, you know, as technology progresses, so will life evolve.
can you fingerprint a sausage?
Anyway.
Oh, you're on about, yeah, just a couple of things that I'd like to say at the end. Oh, hello, it's that bell again. you hate that bell
I hate that bell with a passion.
I hope you enjoyed listening today. As always, pass it on to your friends if you think they're going to enjoy it. We'd love to hear from
you. Word of mouth.
Exactly. We hope now that we've got Ian on board, we can take things to the next level.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people have been asking if we're going to do a festive Wise Men Say DVD, ideal for Christmas presents and everything else.
The best of Wise Men Say.
The best of Wise Men Say. Yeah, a 5-minute DVD. Yeah. The best clips on. Probably good. Will all come from the episode I've been in.
Almost certainly, mate. Almost certainly.
You wanted to do a fitness DVD?
Yeah. I'll change it now. It's very similar. It's a fatness DVD.
Just about eating from Mr. Cod.
Yeah, it's about. It's largely about Mr. Cod, and there's a lovely segment in there about the County Ground food.
Is there?
Which I think I'll probably do at a later podcast. I'll probably do a review of the food available at
the
County
Ground. I must say, today there was quite a few times I smelt hot dogs, which actually made me feel a bit sick.
Right.
Just kept whiffing, a sort of faint smell of hot dogs coming across. And I know you and John kept smelling the Bovril, which made you quite...
Yeah, well, no, I wanted some Bovril.
Yeah, so you wanted the Bovril.
I did tell you when you took those discounted season tickets, were actually in the canteen.
Yeah.
this would be a problem.
Anyway, that was episode 7. Welcome, Ian. There's plenty more where that came from, and big up yourselves.
Yeah, speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye.